State of Texas, Jim Hogg County Sheriff's Office, Evidence Department, integrity in the theft, retention of fun, dangerous narcotics, firearms, and other people's money. It has been 3 days without a documented loss of criminal evidence. This call may be recorded for training and blackmail purposes. Can I start with your first and last name, please?
Hey, buddy, this is Jim Jenkins down here off of Ford Half Road.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins, how you doing?
Not too good, buddy, yeah. We seem to have a problem here.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, what dang old happened was I done left my cow Betsy out, and one of these kids done come over and done spray painted on him.
Well, this is the evidence department. I'm not certain what we can do about a spray painted cow. Was the spray paint stolen from an evidence locker?
No, I just figured y'all'd want to come collect this boy's arm from the buttocks of my cow.
Oh. Is that, yeah, okay, that sounds like it's involved in some sort of wrongdoing.
Trying to put a smiley face over Betsy's chocolate maker there and, done ripped his arm clean off from the socket there.
That's unfortunate. So this really probably should be going to, you know, report intake, but I guess this has something to do with evidence. I'll pass it along to the sheriff, but looks like, let me get my notepad here.
Look, I tried to gurgle your number, and this is the only one that came up for Punxsutawney Police Department here in Texas, all right?
Okay, let me get that written down here. All right. So what I've got here currently, as far as the notes are concerned, is that a miscreant of a teenager has lost his arm to the chocolate maker of a large cow that they were trying to spray paint a smiley face onto.
Oh, yeah. It appears they were trying to put it above the buttocks.
Okay. Above the buttocks. Got it. All right. So, do you know the time that this happened?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really too sure. I drink me about maybe a 30 pack of Pabst every night.
Well, those are rookie numbers. We do 1.5 of those at my house. But you know, I'm not gonna throw shade on you. You know, it's still respectable. It's respectable.
Throw what on me, buddy? What do you get to throw? You don't want to be talking smack. I'll come on down there.
I'd like to take this time to advise you that threatening an officer of the law is punishable by being moved to Texas permanently.
Shit.
I'm assuming you've already arrived. Have you threatened an officer of the law before?
Possibly. You know, they had me out there and, you know, that terrible state, California, and I threatened an officer and they threatened the same thing. And then they sent me here to the promised land.
Oh, what would you say your name was again?
It was John Jenkins.
Let me look through my records here. Hang on. Oh, yeah. John Jenkins, previously of Galt, California. That's, let's see, you lived, what, about 30 minutes out of South Sacramento, looks like.
I don't play no hippie sport like golf.
Well, see, I'm not certain that... Okay. Client is unfamiliar with past addresses. Okay. Well, we'll pass that along to the sheriff. And
You know, come think of it, I did get pretty drunk last night. I think I might have just figured out who had done it.
Okay.
I seem to be missing an arm. And I'm bleeding. I'm fading kind of fast. On the phone here.
Okay.
Hey, can you send some help? I'm not knowing who...
Please hold while we transfer you to emergency services.
I ended that the exact way I wanted to end that.
Please hold while we transfer you to emergency services. It's the most garbage thing.
Please hold. I have no reactions. I'm Seanbot.
Well, I just find it hilarious that you would transfer somebody to emergency services who's actively, you know, it's not like,
dying.
Oh, we're dispatching somebody. No, it's just like, I'm pretty sure Jim Hogg County has like 30 people who live in it. So,
you know, there is a place here in Texas called Carl's Corner with a population of 125.
Oh, I did a little bit of research for today's show. Don't you worry.
Oh, boy. And here I am just shooting from the hip like Wyatt fucking Earp as usual.
Yeah,
that's right, folks. You have two types of people on podcasts, and you are lucky enough to have both.
Well, I did my research over my morning cup of coffee, and it's not like I did all that much.
Oh, so it's not like a CSI cutscene where you're in there with the fucking red yarn and connecting problems and dots. It's more like, this is my morning paper.
it's more like attempting to recreate a Rembrandt using a light bright while you're high on acid.
I feel like it'd come out more like Starry Night by Van Gogh.
Yeah, probably. Because the thing is that the light bright doesn't stop moving. So you just kind of put things in like a little T-shape and it rotates and look, oh, stars.
Then you come to the next day and realize your cat has a bunch of pegs sticking in the side of them.
Oh my God. That's messed up. Patrick, I heard you had gone recently and with your vast fortunes purchased a casino in Guerra, Texas.
Yeah, you know, I had to do something with all that money I made years ago from those pipe cleaners that roll around your fingers, you know, the wiggles. Squirmels. That's what they are. That's what I patented as.
Oh, okay. So you're the squirmel patent millionaire, and you decided to invest your money into a casino in the town of Guerra, Texas, with a, well, to give the listener some insight here, this is the smallest town in Texas. It's way south on Ranch Road 649, about 90 miles northwest of McAllen in Jim Hogg County, and has a population of 6. So
yeah, you know, I just figured these great people in this town deserved something to look forward to, like giving me their paycheck every week.
So, I mean, that sounds great. I'm really interested in what amenities this casino is going to have. I mean, you imagine you'd be able to do something particularly tailored, seeing as you have a clientele of probably 4.
Look, I'm telling you right now, this is, you know, I invested so much money, about 40 grand into this casino, because all it is 3 sheds linked together. And I have like one blackjack table in one and the other one, like 2 slot machines, like 6 feet apart from each other. You know, it's great. It's a great startup venture.
You actually have a blackjack table. That's crazy. So you had to bring in someone to staff the table.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact,
is it one of the 6 people who live there?
No, I found, I guess you could say they're local. It's one of the meat guys there has this potbelly pig that he said I could borrow, and he just kind of sits there and stares at you. I mean, these people, it's a population of 6. There's no school. Don't worry. They can't count to 21. House always wins.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like a particularly successful profit-making venture. It's very intriguing. So what are your expectations for this project as time goes on? Are you planning to expand the operation?
No, we're going to expand, but it's not the way most people think you're going to expand. It's going to be like the cheapest expansion in history. Like maybe we'll add another, you know, people were asking for a resort. So I went and bought a Coleman tent. It's a 4-person, so I slap it out there, and then they were like, oh, they want fancy things out there like Bellagio fountains and everything else. So I just hooked up one of those garden hoses and put an MP3 player tape to it.
That's genius. It reminds me of the kind of things that I used to do with my brother when we were kids, like develop like amusement parks and midway games and make them out of cardboard boxes and baseballs and skateboards tied to ropes and all sorts of silly things. It reminds me a lot of that, except it seems like you found a way to actually turn a profit.
Oh, yeah. You know, you know how most good casinos have like buffets and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, the same guy who let me borrow the pig
is let me borrow the hog trough. So it's an all-you-can-eat buffet when you come in and you spend at least $5. You just go on out there, get on your knees, and, you know, you just go through that hog trough like everything else.
That sounds like the pinnacle of modern eatery.
Sounds like all kinds of lawsuits and salmonella. But hey, you know what? If they like it, they like it.
It's a great idea. I'm surprised that you haven't been reviewed by the Michelin Star Commission. But
you know what? When they come, we're going to knock their socks off. You know why everybody loves that buffet concept? Tony Satcheries put that shit on everything.
I'm not. That's okay. Cool. Excellent. So the answer for a town of six people, a casino, is random scraps left over from people's hog troughs and Tony Satcheries.
Exactly. Excellent. That is the way we turn it around here.
Well, I appreciate you telling us about that, Patrick, and I wish you the best of luck with your six-person casino out there in the tiny town of Garrett, Texas. Anyone listening from Garrett, Texas, the chances are very, very small, but screw you all. Wait, that's not what my teleprompter says. Oh, you shouldn't go to this casino. It's a scam. That's what it says.
That one was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I heard that you had a little problem last week where your vision started to go out, and you know, your wife was nice enough to call and tell me about this problem, but she told me you think just because your vision's getting to the point where you need glasses, you're becoming Daredevil. What the hell is up with that, man? Like, you can't be like the Daredevil of Sacramento. How is that going to work?
Well, it's pretty simple, really. I modeled myself off of the Marvel TV show featuring the superhero whose human name is Matt Murdock. I have used him as a model to create the persona that is Staredevil, is what I call him. I am not blind, but I am losing my sight, and I'm also losing my mind. And I wish somebody would tell me I'm fine, but they don't. So I'm stuck here in this situation where I now have to fight crime. I'm not certain how I got there, but like I said, I'm losing my mind. So let's just take that as rote at this point, mark it boilerplate, and move on. The difference between Daredevil as a superhero and my alter ego, Daredevil, is he fights crime, where I use my lack of ability to see things well to look at things longer and tell people to wait while I figure out what street sign we're passing.
So you just scowl at them really hard and hope that it works.
Yeah, I don't even fight crime. That's way too hard. It just risks your body. So I figure what I do is I just, you know, borrow some behaviors from some grumpy, you know, grumpy older guy that can't see so well. And, just, you know, like just
some dude named Cecil sitting out at the Cracker Barrel. I don't like all this new shit.
Can't even read the menu. No, I figure if I keep doing this, eventually someone will just keep bringing me food, and it'll be good enough. I'm not very picky, so I figured, what's the point of attempting to, I don't know, use my vision insurance?
I know a great place where you can get all kinds of great food. It's Squirmel International Casino in Garrett, Texas. They have a wonderful buffet.
I was here for that. In fact, I even talked to you about it. And I can tell you, while I am losing my mind, my taste buds are totally fine. And perhaps since I'm basing this off of the Daredevil model, my sense of taste might actually be heightened. So that being said, I'm not certain I'm too pleased with the idea of shoving my head into a pig trough. But I do love that Tony Satcheries, though. Put that shit on everything.
Love me some Tony Satcheries. Tony Satcheries, if you're listening to this podcast, again, chances are really, really, really low. But send us some bottles.
Yeah, I'll get to it right after I finish my Slap Your Mama.
Oh, you picked that up?
Yeah.
Is it good? Have you tried it?
The Slap Your Mama seasoning?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I use it a lot. Basically, anytime you fry, if you've ever fried potatoes for any reason, you should put that on it. I imagine it's a lot like chashuris, but it's basically, you know, like pepper, salt, celery, salt, paprika.
Well, yeah, it's thing. Just, you know, I had to teach my mother the other day about the fundamentals of MSG. Mm. She didn't know, like, I made Chinese food at the house that she requested, and I did it. And she was like, this doesn't taste right. I'm like, it's because you wouldn't let me put MSG in it. She was like, where the hell do you even find that? And then at Walmart the other day, I
bought a bottle of Accent.
Accent. I showed her. I was like, look, this right here. I was like, have you ever used this stuff? She was like, yeah, it's a salt substitute. I'm like, wrong. Read the ingredients. Monosodium glutamate. Right there. Like, don't fucking argue with me.
MSG. Make it super good.
That's what it stands for. And you know what? I kind of want that as a t-shirt now.
You know, I use MSG whenever I'm cooking stuff with compounding layered flavors. Mm-hmm. I use salt for basically two things, either, you know, the layering of flavors through, you know, through like some kind of sauce or stew I'm working on, or I'm putting on the outside of meat. And I haven't heard a good reason to use MSG for that part yet, so I haven't done it. Because usually when you salt the outside of meat, you're looking to dry the surface of it. I'm not sure that the chemical reactions of... This is a big tangent. But, I mean, welcome to Yes and Nomad, where, yeah, you know...
that's what we do here. Like, we talk about Oriental noodles 1 minute, and then we switch to a shitty casino in Garrett, Texas the next, and then we talk about Sean being a half-blind daredevil.
Yes. That was a twist.
This is our comedy release for our lives. We both have more serious podcasts, but this is the one where we get to just screw around and try to make each other laugh.
You've got a more serious podcast?
That's right, Sean. It's called Flipping Fantastic Podcast. It's FLIPPN Fantastic Podcast. And you know, that can be found on Spotify, Instagram, and Facebook. It's about learning how to buy, sell, trade, estate sales, garage sales. And you know what? Some jerk was my first host. But no, it's a great show, folks. If you guys get a chance, check it out. It's, you know, there's no time-sensitive information in that one. There's no headlines or anything like that. It's straight informative, and the goal is to help people get out there and swindle people at yard sales. So yeah, but that's my passion project of the week.
Well, let's see if this hobby survives more than 7 days. Mine usually don't.
Hey, man, you're not alone. I have so many things surrounding me right now. It's like, what am I doing with all this crap? Like,
yeah, we're being shown, not that the video is available for this, that's later down the line, but exactly. He's showing me one of his collectibles. He's probably going to talk about it on his show, some silly thing about collecting old WWE or WWF merchandise.
That's right. Visual jokes for people who can't see them. I'm going to do an entire show that's audio only, where everything is visual.
You know, there was an artist that I have to find it. I forget what it is, but it was a guy who developed, he wrote a song or like a piece of music. And the piece of music was literally like something like 6 minutes of silence. And it was like, no, this is art. And I was like, no, it's legitimately not.
No, it's your equipment was broken and you need an excuse for your client.
Yeah, it just sounds like, I don't know. Computer fans and distant arguing with your family members for no good reason. That's what I figured.
Simon
sounds
and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence quite too literally. It's like, I'm going to remake this song.
The literal cover.
100% truth. Balanced reporting. No apologies. America's greatest newsroom. This is BMN.
California recently modified mask mandates, effectively ending them for all but some places like hospitals and schools. Texas did this on March 10th of last year. Here to tell us more about why Texas is the best state in the union is gubernatorial spokesperson Steve Jarlsberger.
Hey, how's it going out there, Shan?
I'm Shan, Mr. Jarlsberger. It's great to meet you. I wanted to take a moment and ask you, why are your pecan pies so big?
Well, my pecan pies are so big because you got to have a Texas-sized mouth to eat these bad boys.
Now, what exactly is a Texas-sized mouth? I've heard it referred to in what I think to be films featuring very interesting guitar banjo solos. I'm not quite certain exactly what you mean by that. Would you care to elaborate?
Have you ever seen that rock and roll fella there? You know, that hippie fellow with the hair, Aerosmith something rather. That guy's mouth, he looks like he could fit 3 pool balls in that sumbitch. I think that's about the size our pies are.
Yeah, I'm certain that it wasn't pool balls, but it might have been 8 balls. I think I know who you're talking about. Is this some kind of veiled Keith Richards joke?
Buddy, I think you're thinking the wrong band.
Well, they both did drugs, so it's fine. Why is California so slow to do what the self-proclaimed greatest state in the union could do nearly a year ago?
That's because that state there is full of liberal hippies that don't know anything about anything, and they think they know science and everything else. They're trying to get rid of gasoline engines and generators and lawnmowers and all kinds of good things. Why would they even try to read about science? We have the best scientists ever here. We have God himself, Ted Cruz.
The scientist?
Yeah, you know Ted Cruz? He moonlights as a scientist around these parts.
I'm certain he moonlights as... Okay, well, excellent. I'll take that as a tidbit of information that the average listener may not be familiar with. While I'm certain the state of Texas may feel some vindication over the issue mentioned before, why do you think some people are still so divided over the Longhorns-Aggies rivalry? Can't people see that both teams are world-class?
Listen here, buddy. There's only one good team. That's Longhorns. Go Longhorns, Cowboys.
You realize that they play in different leagues, right?
Close enough.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you at the next Longhorns NFL game. That sounds great. All right. Next question, spokesperson. People are worried about the severe weather shifts in your state. Why, recently, the snowstorm that came through last year flooded more basements than a Jeffrey Dahmer convention. What should people do to protect themselves from further harm due to inclement weather issues?
You know, what I got to say about that is they need to get the pier and beam house like every other normal Texan. Nobody needs no fancy basements around here. Breakaway dirt, too hard to use anyway.
So for those of us at home that don't understand exactly what you're describing there, can you put it in layman's terms?
What you do is instead of digging a basement and a foundation, you put cinder blocks down with a smaller foundation. And you put beams across and you build off of those beams.
So you're saying that the zoning laws or the zoning regulations that have built, I mean, part of Texas is in a tornado zone. So people would think that those basements are like a place of shelter during those times. But realistically, you may as well just weaponize the tornado with more beams and cinder blocks, I imagine.
That'd be great. You know, it'd help get rid of my ex, a few other people.
Do all of your exes live in Texas?
Most of them, yeah.
Oh, well, that's surprising. I thought it was all of them. I figured they all did. We've all heard this one. All right. Well, before we go, spokesperson, one last question. A friend of mine is developing a new dating app that matches you with other users based upon which Pokemon the algorithm thinks you are. What Pokemon are you, and which Pokemon type person are you looking for, spokesperson Jarlsberger?
I didn't really want to say anything, but I find myself more of a fairy.
And beyond the seemingly obvious stipulations that that seems to bring to the conversation. Why do you pick that Pokemon of all others?
Because all of us hide secrets that we can't let out.
You hear that, folks? This man's on the scene looking for love, and he's got some secrets that he will tell you when he thinks that he's comfortable sharing them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much to gubernatorial spokesperson Steve Jarlsberger. Well, while we're going to take a short commercial break while we decide whether to cut these pieces out or leave them in, let's have a few messages, a few words from our sponsor of today's show, ShartSafe.
Hi, have you ever had the problem where you eat Chipotle and about 30 minutes later after your burrito's done, you're unaware of what's boiling and growing inside of you? And you think, I had the carne asada. It's not usually this spicy. Or the carnitas. And then it hits you. You, too, may be a victim of sharding. Where you think that the pleasantries are about to aromatize your vehicle, but instead, they're wet and tingly and runny all down your leg. Well, buy ShartSafe today. It'll definitely help clear that up. You take 2 pills before Chipotle and 18 after. Only buy 1 bottle per day, though. ShartSafe, available at your local Walgreens.
Welcome back to Yes and Nomad. We have one more piece for you guys today, and this is a bit of information from our recently educated and trained tax professional. Patrick, you've been studying taxes in the American system, and it's getting pretty close to tax day. So let's have a short talk. What tips do you have for folks filing their taxes this year?
Well, when you're trying to hail a taxi, Sean, in big cities, one of the biggest things is you got to make yourself known. So you got to really put that arm and that hand up, you know, to be able to make sure they see you. That way you can hail a cab a lot quicker.
Let's try this one more time. Patrick has become a tax professional and is trying to study to become a CPA and a tax lawyer. Today we have 5 tips and tricks to share with you on not how to hail a taxi, but on how to help prepare your taxes for the 2022 tax season.
Look, tip number 1, never, ever take credit for anything. Get everything in cash, because you'll have to pay the man, especially if you're using Cash App or Venmo nowadays. Anything over $600 can be applicable to being taxed. That's why when I buy, sell, and trade things, I have people send me the memos as food.
As food. Well, so then I see here that the current tax code must have changed to allow things that were previously considered blatant tax fraud into the general good behavior of taxation. So the tip here for those listening is if you're using any sort of app to exchange finances via mobile, make sure that you do it for no more than $599 and call it food.
Per transaction per day.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's specifics. You know, we want to be more careful, yeah. I have a tip, and that was very, very simply this. You need to buy a yacht and then deduct it from your taxes because you started an LLC to use it as a charter. That's that, and then you can use it whenever you need to, but you don't have to pay the taxes on it.
That's actually a brilliant idea. Is that a real one?
Best attempt. I've heard of people doing that.
You know, let's be honest. Cat and Cheeto Man a few years ago gave tax breaks on people who bought private jets.
I'm fairly certain that if you buy a resource that can be used in a business and you bought it for the business, you can pay the business to use that thing on occasion.
And now, bringing it around to number three, I got one for you guys. A good way to file your taxes is to not.
Just don't pay your taxes. That's well, the
they
best
already
way
took
to save
money
your tax
from
money.
Me all year out of my check, right? Like they already took money out of my check. Why do I have to file them?
It, you know, it seems perfectly wise. I mean, I've already begun filing with TurboTax, and they told me that I actually owe them more money, which is really surprising because everyone in my tax group is filing single zero. So
I used TurboSnax this year instead of giving me a number the IRS is supposed to give me back. They sent me a box of Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, that's awesome. You know that feeling you get when you get that big tax return? You know, it's like people used to describe ska music.
No, Sean, like, I do not know what it's like to get a big tax return.
Okay. I don't know either, really. So I was setting up a joke, but you know, that's fine. That's fine.
We'll continue. Yes, I know what it's like to get that big tax return.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate you yes anding this bullshit. So it's like they say ska music. It's like the soundtrack to the inside of a 13-year-old's head at the skate park when he gets an extra mozzarella stick.
Your guys' skate parks had mozzarella sticks?
No, they didn't, but we like to think they do. So it was like kind of like that fake rose-colored glasses version of nostalgia that makes everyone think of how life was better when they were a kid, but it really was not as good as they think it might have been. Yeah.
Man. The best thing my skate parks had when I was a kid were heroin needles hanging out behind the half pipe.
Now that sounds a little bit more accurate.
It really does, doesn't it? Like, you just gave me an idea, though. I need to start a business just selling crappy fried food at skate parks.
Oh, I thought you were saying I need to start a business selling crack pipes and heroin needles. And I was like, dude, that business is already flooded. They're giving them shits away for free.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
And, well, you know, it's supposed to make things safer. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. They say. And rounding in tip number five. we have the best way to claim your investments on your tax forms. Is to say that you invested it all into Lego because it retains its value better than the US dollar.
See, I was going to say the same thing, but I was going to go with toilet paper.
I think toilet paper stocks tanked after 2020.
You know, the thing is when it all comes crashing down, people are going to have a hard time giving up toilet paper. Like the bidet thing, that didn't catch on. It really should have because it's a life-changing piece of equipment, but it didn't catch on.
Bidets are great, but you still have to buy toilet paper to dry off. Like, it doesn't have, like, a blower motor down there.
I mean, not the basic.
Can you imagine,
model?
Like, your grandma using one of those and turning on the dry function if it had a blower motor? You just hear... Grandma's dry. It's Frank.
Jesus Christ.
It's like a polyester sweater.
That's not okay. I need brain bleach.
Well, at least you only need brain bleach, whereas I need eye bleach.
Why? Oh no. You didn't make up that story from the mind, the theater of the mind, did you?
Well, everybody, that does it for the show this week. It's been a while, maybe 4 to 6 months, just like your dad's last trip to the store.
It's actually been since August, but losing track of that time supports your story and analogy there. So I think it's accurate.
Well, wait, August is 4 to 6 months, right?
Yeah, in dog months.
It's February. How do you say that word? February.
Look, I'm not a grammarian, but what I'll tell you is, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in 6 months.
February.
This has been Yes and Nomad, recorded definitely not in front of a mostly alive studio audience full of organ donors, meth heads, and PCP addicts. Love us or hate us, share us.
February.